To make a long story short, in the end, this is the tomb of Amenhotep II. Amenhotep II is still in his sarcophagus in the tomb. Right? Good, you've got one mummy now in the tomb. Treasures are all gone. But there's a side chamber, which is bricked up with stones. They remove the stones, and there are some more kings of Egypt. More kings of Egypt. Amenhotep III, the father of Akhenaten, right? There are pharaohs left and right. They had some more pharaohs that they put for safekeeping in this tomb. Tutankhamun was not there. He is still missing from history. Now, several excavators had heard of Tutankhamun. He was not a well-known pharaoh. Not a well-known pharaoh at all. The first excavator to really think about Tutankhamun is an excavator named Flinders Petrie. Flinders Petrie. Great, great figure in Egyptology. He is the first modern Egyptologist. Scientific techniques. Petrie is the first one who wasn't a treasure hunter. He excavated in the 1880s, 1890s. He kept going. He died at the age of 94. He excavated for 70 years in Egypt. His biography is called 70 Years of Excavation. Right? Great man. He is the one who realizes that pottery is worth something. Everybody else used to throw out all the pots. They were looking for the gold and the amulets. He is the one who realizes, you know, if you look at pottery, you can figure out which civilization is earlier or later. For example, one civilization has a simple pot. The next excavation you do has the same simple pot, but it has decorations on it. So that probably comes later. And then maybe another civilization has the pot with the decorations, with handles, a new innovation. So that's later. So he figures out sequential dating by pottery. Nobody cared about pottery before. They threw it out. So Petrie is really a careful excavator, not a treasure hunter. He went to excavate in the 1880s at Tell el Amarna, Akhenaten's city in the desert. And he found all these fabulous statues that look strange. But he also found objects with the name on it of a pharaoh nobody had heard of, Tutankhaten. It's Tutankhamun, who's going to change his name later. And that is the son who was born to Kia and Akhenaten at Amarna. So Petrie finds these objects with the name in a cartouche, that oval that represents a pharaoh's name. The word cartouche has an interesting story also. It comes from Napoleon's expedition to Egypt in 1798. If you look at a cartouche, the oval that encircles the pharaoh's name, and it has a line at the bottom, the oval represents a rope. It's a protective encircling of the pharaoh's name by magic. But if you look at that rope and the line at the bottom, it looks like a cartridge shell, like a bullet. And that's the French word, cartouche. When Napoleon's soldiers saw this on the temple walls, they said, oh, it's a cartouche. So he found the name of Tutankhaten in a cartouche, and he knew we have a missing pharaoh. Now, nobody had heard of this king. Not an important king. Nobody knew who he was. But he knew that it was somebody. Now, enter the discoverer of Tutankhamun's tomb, Howard Carter. Howard Carter did not start out as an archaeologist. In those days, nobody did. Petrie, the great archaeologist, was a surveyor who went to survey the Great Pyramid and just stayed on in Egypt for 70 years. Carter was an artist. Came from a family of artists. He had something like 11 brothers who were artists. His father had made a very good living drawing the pets of the wealthy in England. You know, he would go and he would do a great portrait of Fido or whatever, of the horse or whatever, and made a fairly good living. And Howard Carter was an artist. One of the great patrons of Carter's father was Lord Amherst, Lord Amherst of Hackney, who collected Egyptian antiquities. And Carter, as a boy, went to Didlington Hall, where the Amherst lived, saw the antiquities collections, was impressed by them, and continued with his art. And this is the connection by which Howard Carter gets to Egypt. Flinders Petrie, excavating in Amarna, who knows Lord and Lady Amherst, their patrons, writes to Lady Amherst and says, Lady Amherst, I need an artist for my excavation. Can you send me someone, young, who preferably is not a gentleman, because he will not make too many demands? Right, so he wanted somebody who's a little bit lower class, who won't make too many demands. And Lady Amherst said, yep, I got the right kid for you, Howard Carter. So Howard Carter is dispatched from England at the age of 17 to be an artist under Flinders Petrie. Adam Arna.